Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, making his own dub smash because somebody figured out how to make videos on Instagram, lip-syncing to my own words, Paco Lantini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley. How are you on this fine day, sir?
Ready to go.
All right, good. Feeling better. No coughing.
No. Well, not much coughing. I don't expect. My volume is turned off on my phone.
Good job.
On my laptop.
I look forward to screwing up many things.
My headset is on. The volume is turned up. I knew you were starting the show,
guys. It's almost taken us 2 years, but we may be getting a rhythm down.
Yeah, we'll see. If somebody sends you a text, we'll find out.
Oh, I forgot. I don't know how. Somebody keeps saying you could put do not disturb, and I don't see that anywhere in here, but I could talk and figure that out. Oh, look, it's right there. I'm really angry at myself now. Oh, let's see. Allow calls. I don't want, when do not disturb is turned on, I don't want to allow calls from anybody. Who cares about this shit? Anyway.
There we go.
Here's what happened to me.
Enough about me.
Enough about me. Let's talk about you, Paco. I don't know. I've been with my wife for 20 years. Okay?
Yeah.
And I feel like I think a lot of dudes do, where you kind of, I have a joke in my act that if you've been with a woman for double digit years, that you look at yourself naked in that bathroom mirror and you say to yourself, Jesus Christ, I can't believe she lets me touch her. Right.
Yes.
That's what it is to be dudes.
Right. Assuming, in fact, that you are allowed to touch her.
That's very true. Yes. And for all intents and purposes, many of you listening may not be allowed to touch your wives.
Yes.
If that's the case, dump that bitch, as Tom Blykus would say. Yeah. For anybody who's a fan of Los Angeles radio. Oh, boy. Anyway, and I don't know. I haven't quite put my hand on it. I have been trying for, let's see, been with my wife for 20 years, been married for almost 15 of those years. So I would guess that at least 13 years now I've been trying to lose weight. And miserable failure. When you fail at something for over a decade, that's committed failure.
That's strong.
And so recently, here's what I think wives and moms don't understand about the father-husband role. My wife makes crepes and waffles and shit. She's still doing that. We're about 6 months into daddy having a full-time job and her taking care of the morning routine.
Oh, I thought that was a sex thing. You mean she's actually making...
No, real pancakes and real crepes. No, all it's right. not. No, trust me. The sex life in my life is falling so hard.
Okay.
And it is so weird because you would think that me actually being quasi-successful and would, you know, give me more prowess, maybe make her more attracted to me.
Yeah.
No. Turns out that evidently until those fucking kids grow up or leave, there is no interest in me. But also, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It could be because of my fat ass.
It could be.
It could be. Probably more than likely. And I would say...
Yes.
That it has a lot to do with my fat ass, except for the fact that now what she made waffles for the boys for breakfast.
Right.
I noticed there was a baggie. She will leave out on a paper towel because it's only a few short hours before daddy walks in the door after they've left. And there will be some bacon sitting out. And I may have E. coli. Or Ebola, whatever it is that pork products can give me. I may have to be dewormed.
Right. Yeah.
But I'll come in and I'll partake in whatever leftover bacon is there.
Yeah.
And then one day there was a couple waffles, I thought, in like a sandwich-sized bag. And she goes, I thought I would save these for you if you wanted them. And I go, oh, I'll take them tomorrow to work. And what daddy does, even though they're, you know, day-old waffles, you put a little Nutella in between, makes them delicious, right?
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, okay, I did that. There's a treat. you know, not a big deal.
Sure.
I normally just, normally what I eat is three cutie oranges and a banana. That's my breakfast for when I go to work all the way through. And then
a couple
I come
of spins
home.
On the recumbent bike just takes care of that.
Well, those, yes, but not the waffles and the Nutella, I'm sure.
All right.
But, so anyway, the other day, she had a couple leftover waffles again. I said, oh, I'll take those in tomorrow. She goes, okay. And then now the new routine is when I go to I go to sleep with the children.
Yeah.
When she tucks us all in bed, she goes to the grocery store and probably goes out and bangs whatever dude she's satisfying her sexual desires on. And, oh my God, so many things racing through my head. Remind me of the bagger. And,
okay.
So she comes home and buys apple fritters. Now, I have so many. This is like an artichoke, this situation, in that... She makes waffles and pancakes and crepes and there's bacon and the fruit and all that stuff is all involved.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when you give the kid, like, if we go on a Saturday and get donuts, that's a different thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? But when you go to a grocery store and buy multiple apple fritters, I feel like that's a trend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's her ripcord. That's what she pulls when she doesn't want to make crepes. And I'm not expecting her to make crepes, but I'd like it to not be, you know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I would like it. And also on top of this conversation I'm having with you, I don't like that this is my perspective. It's supposed to be that I am feeding the children Cinnamon Toast Crunch and hard salami for breakfast. And she's supposed to be coming to me going, no, 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 you moron.
Right, right.
But my life is not a sitcom. And so she is giving them.
Maybe if you had more hard salami, you wouldn't have that other problem.
That could also be true. Maybe if I had less of it.
Oh, well.
Thankfully, the one she gets is sliced. So if she's figuring something out, then she's that not interested.
Okay.
So why am I telling you all this? One, I'm long-winded. Two, I come downstairs. Or not downstairs. What am I? I don't know, second floor? What the fuck am I talking about? I come into the kitchen and I see my waffles that I had set out for myself and was going to Nutella like crazy. And then next to them in a sandwich bag is an apple fritter that she had purchased the night before.
Right.
So let's just review the family history. Okay. Everyone in my family, if your last name starts with whoosh and you know me, you have diabetes. Okay, that's a given.
Right,
that's a given. People have gotten diabetes by marriage into my family.
I got it just from living across the street.
You're
from
welcome. You're, that's what I do.
Absolutely.
And so, what are you doing? What are you doing when the doctor has said, "Hey, let's lay off the bread. Let's," you know what I mean?
And the sweets. Yeah.
And this time, I didn't even announce to her. Like, you know, it's cyclical. So I'll announce, "Hey, I got to move. I need to lose weight. You got to help me out. I need to lose weight."
Right.
And then she's like, "You got it, boss." And then she immediately goes and gets Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Or this is when the apple fritters would also show up. You know, that kind of thing. But what are you saying to me when not only am I having two waffle squares that are 4x4 that I will sandwich with Nutella.
Yeah, does she know about the Nutella?
She does know about it, because I told her. I said, she goes, did you like waffles?
She got it in the pump container for you.
Yes. She's like two steps below getting me an IV bag to carry around, which is sugar, just glucose. I don't need to be hydrated. I just need to hurt my pancreas. I'm not even sure that's what breaks down sugar.
Maybe
that's why we get diabetes, because we don't know how it works. But I'm just sitting there and I look at it and there's a part of me that's like, well, that's really sweet. But there's another part of me like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
And then there's another part of me that's like, is it that I have such a beautiful face that she don't lower your face when
okay,
I say
no,
that.
No, no, no. Don't. I was checking something.
No, you weren't. Let me finish the sentence.
Okay.
Because you have to, maybe, then you can judge.
Okay.
Okay?
You have such a beautiful face. Yes.
That if I was to lose the 25 to 30 pounds that the doctor says I need to lose, I would be so unbelievably attractive to the world around me that she fears that I will flee her because she is such a royal pain in my ass.
Right.
Now, to that, if I was to play devil's advocate, to that I would say, crazy woman that I'm head over heels in love with.
Yes.
If that's all it took was somebody to be interested in me besides you. Bitch, I would have been gone a long time ago.
Oh my goodness,
right?
Yes.
I would have been out the door. But as I've said, and if, for the moms listening, if you find yourself in a similar situation to this, that a lot of times men love you and we forget why.
Yeah.
Now, take that in the spirit in which it's intended. We don't forget why in the sense that we lose the love. The love never goes. The love never leaves us. But we have to sometimes remind ourselves.
We lose touch with why.
Right. We're like, why am I here? Because this seems like a lot of bullshit to put up with. But if we ever were to be away from you, we would be fucking miserable.
Yes.
That's, I think, a good way to put how a man's mind works.
Yes.
So I would not leave her, even if somebody else was interested. One would argue that I could be happier if she found me attractive. Like, why not do the thing that happens in all the romantic comedies? Why not make me a project and then make me beautiful in her eyes? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why not slap me when I pick up an apple fritter or a Nutella waffle? Like, yes. I'm not saying nobody can eat it. I'm just saying, shame me. Do something. Or literally say the words to me. I would probably have sex with you 3 more times a week if you were in a 29-inch waist.
Right. Yeah, I tried that with Luna. It didn't work.
She said, oh, you tried the 29-inch waist or you tried asking?
No, I just said, look, why don't we set up a sex for pounds?
Oh.
You know, I lose a pound, you get a pound. What I'm saying.
A little pound town. Yeah. My but brother.
Something you just said, something you just didn't work.
Did that really? Did you do that?
Yeah.
And it didn't work?
No, no, no.
Luna. Does she still listen? Luna, you need to play this for her. Put it on in the kitchen while the kids are home.
I will. I listen, played her last Luna. Week, by the way.
Maybe was it? She thought that the pound, for lack of a better term, currency, was the I don't know what which pound is it? Was it the poontain pound was weak? If that makes sense, I don't know how economics.
She didn't like the exchange rate. Is that
yes,
what you're
exactly.
Trying to say?
Like okay. Maybe your pound was more yen like to her pound.
No, mine was very reasonable. It was very reasonable.
So 1 pound was 1 pound.
No. Didn't work that way at all.
So 10 pounds would have been.
Yeah, it had to do with reaching goals.
Yeah.
Would then result in.
Yeah, I've done that.
A carrot on a stick.
I've done that too.
I ended up having the carrot on the stick. I didn't have anything else. No, you said something a moment ago, which was interesting, which was she wants me to be the best me or something to that effect. Why wouldn't she help me? Da 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 da.
Right.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Maybe you are the best you as far as she's concerned.
That's the other thing. Well, then,
is that what the last part of you thinks?
Yes.
Okay,
my
the fourth part of you.
My problem with that is then I'm going to be dead. If I am perfect now, if she really does, here's the thing. If she really is like looking at me going, look at that sweet ass hunk. Because I'll be honest, we've talked about it multiple times in the show.
Yeah.
My wife, to me, is distractingly beautiful. Now, it's not.
She is also distractingly beautiful to me, by the way.
Thank you.
We've discussed.
Please stop bringing that up
here. All right.
But I'm saying that, how do I put this? It's not just her looks, is what I'm saying. Like, I am literally
in filthy, filthy mouth.
Yes. Oh my God. When she curses. No, I think I'm infatuated with her. Like, I know it sounds crazy. My friend was joking with, she came home from work and she was wearing like a, I want to say wool, but I know that's not right because it didn't look itchy, but like a lady sweater that they could wear, but it's got like a V-neck to it, and like a baby blue, and the company makes her wear it, and if she wears that, she can wear jeans on Saturday. Fucking corporate bullshit, I swear to God. Anyway, so she comes walking in, and it's something about the way the blue sweater was like hit her skin and her eyes, I don't know, but I was like, God, look at that. That's a little bit all right.
And
I was joking with my friends who are here, and said, I said, man, I'm married to that. Can you believe that? And my friend goes, you know, you talk a big game, but you are head over heels in love with that woman. I said, I absolutely head over heels in love with that woman. So my point is, why, if she accepts me, why are we not fornicating more?
Well, because I don't think you're factoring in just the 20 years.
You think she's bored with my junk?
I don't know. I don't want to.
Should I get it pierced? Do you think?
Yes. Hang on. I'll get a
nail. You want to do it for me?
Yeah.
A nail, I feel, would be abrasive on her vulva.
Oh, okay. Well, let alone your junk,
right? Well, I'd be. That's also how the man mind works. Right. By the way, it's like, listen, I would take a nail to the junk if I thought it would.
Do I do that
something
on center, or do I do it? Never mind.
What do you mean?
Like a stud, you know, 16 yeah. on center.
16 and a half on center? Yeah. Well, yeah, you're probably, for me, it's going to be 8.5 inches on
okay.
center.
Okay. No, I think it's far more complicated than just, look, Jennifer Aniston isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Okay. But Brad Pitt still said, you know what? That could be good over there too.
Yeah.
So just being fit and lovely hasn't stopped the most beautiful people in the world from jumping from bed to bed.
That's a good point. But they're better than us. They're celebrities.
They're to jump farther.
No, but I like your analogy but it's to me, that's all they do. If I did nothing but stare at beautiful people
yeah.
for, you know, all the time, like, think about it.
Yeah.
It's like even the, like, people, they call them character actors. When you're not unbelievably attractive, yes. right, you get incomparable thrown in front of your name.
I just thought of something.
Yes.
Sorry. You know how, like, if you, it has to do with the phrase, I can do better than this.
Yeah.
Right? She looks at you now, and she goes, yeah, I can do better than this.
Oh, you think
but
that?
But she stays where she is. If you get to your maximum,
yeah.
she'll look at you and go, I can't do any better than this. And that'll be disappointing.
Oh.
She still wants hope Wait. To, but I don't know, I can't figure it out.
No matter what, I lose.
Well, there is a little bit of that.
Am I just doing the dumb Justin thing where I'm not understanding the reality of being a married man?
I think that part of it is just that, is that it slows down. When you say 20 years, that's 20 years.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that has to do it. Here's my okay. honest opinion.
Okay. No, it's your marriage.
My honest opinion of it is that it's yeah. not, I don't think it's the duration. Because here's the thing. She also started to come around where she'll, like, she likes to watch me shower now.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't think, because I've seen me coming out of the shower.
Right.
Thankfully, I don't keep mirrors in there while I'm scrubbing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it quite gives the same response. If that makes sense.
It doesn't
sense.
Elicit like, in a viewer the same yeah, kind of...
yeah, I yeah. can't imagine anybody, like we all could agree. And this is of any of us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's not in there saying, you know, her yeah, catchphrase when she's looking at
you. I want to put my vagina
yeah.
on it yeah. or whatever.
She's over it. I want to put my dick in it. Yeah.
She's not looking at you saying that.
I forgot how funny that is.
Yeah, it is.
It's the... Anybody listening to this show, yes. if you were to have the dude stripped down naked... And then the dude's wife stripped down naked. I think chances are everybody across the board is going to, men, women included in this, are yeah. going to prefer the woman.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like they're all, that's all what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's even possible for her to come in and go, I got to slice a little bit of that off. And what I have noticed
well, then
is.
What is she watching you for?
I don't know. She comes in. She goes, you look hot when you take a shower. It's very weird yes. for me to be
on
the receiving
end. Do you shower regularly?
I shower more now.
Well, there that may have been what she was after.
I barely come out of the shower when she's right. home. I'm just
You're
constantly
like a prune.
In there. Yeah, I'm waiting for her to come in. Just, you know.
Knocking your boner on the glass. It's clean.
It's so hard to maintain. I get right. so tired in there. Especially I'm like a performance art exhibit just waiting for somebody to pass by my museum. Yeah. So, yeah, you coughed out too.
Now you got me going.
So I don't know. I just... I wish I could peer inside her brain. I don't like. There's a part of me that thinks marriage would be so much easier if we could do that. Like
yes.
if we could do a Vulcan mind meld. But at the same time, there's yes.
I'm sorry. I just thought of something.
What's up?
None of this helps you necessarily because I'm still working on my point. But
that's okay.
Here's the thing: if you say that you've essentially been carrying the same 15 to 27 pounds too yes. much for,
let me put it this way. The day I came home from my honeymoon, my pants didn't fit.
Okay. That wasn't that kind of okay. It was, I accept yeah. and moving on. Your position that it's not the marriage or that it's just down to physical, but you're the same physical specimen you were.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
There should have been so you're there saying, should have been no change on her part.
So here's where it changed, though. When we first got together, this could play into your time theory, but I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid quite yet.
Okay.
When we first got together, 3 to 5 times a day. on average.
Yeah. I would kill you every time you go over your stats, but you should have a ball card.
The
rookie year, you know.
Then we get married, we move in together. Then I would probably say 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
The children came. Jacob came first, right? So he's there, and I thought that was the end. You know what I mean? The
yes.
vagina had been damaged.
Yeah.
There was a recuperating time for it. And it was actually more. Like,
oh, wow.
While he was a baby, like, we both, like, she commented. So she was like, I thought this would, you know, wrap it up.
Yeah.
I really feel like, then it kind of probably was around 2 to 3 times a week, if that. Like, but when we had Jack, that not only took a toll on our sex life, that took a toll on our life. And that's not Jack.
I know. That's second kid.
That's second kid. Yeah, that's, you know, not even his personality or anything to do with who the child. That is caring for 2 children. Now, I know there are people listening that have 4 or 18 children and they're like, oh, go fuck yourself. And I'm like, listen, you did that. Okay.
Right,
that's not,
right.
I'm not here to, you know, be able to empathize with everyone. I don't think I could, but God bless you. But I don't know. And I'm kind of not sitting here complaining either. I'm not saying that I'm incredibly unhappy with my sex life. I'm not even unhappy with it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Maybe because here's what I think. I'm gonna extrapolate this. I think there is something to be said with your time theory, but I don't think it necessarily applies to my wife and I. Like, I don't think time together has made us less interested in that or each other.
Okay.
The time. Because what you're saying is it's the familiarity that causes it to lose that spark. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no. Not the familiarity. Just the okay. It's a word that has a little bit of a bad rap, but I'm going to use the word erosion. All right?
Okay.
You think of the natural world.
I have eroded her vagina a lot over the years.
Yes. And things just get worn down by coming into contact with one another over and over again. I don't mean this in a sexual way.
It's hard not to take it that way.
I just mean that that eventually you just lose some sensation.
You think she doesn't feel it?
No.
How come I haven't lost sensation then? How come I'm the guy who has to go, okay, sit still?
Well, part of that, too, there's also, like, the different... I just called up. I don't have time to read it, of course, because I'm doing the show. But the difference in sort of the waves in which people peak sexually or go in and out.
She's in her prime. She's 37 years old. 35 to 40 is when it's supposed to be.
You got a problem, dude.
What's up?
If you can't get her when she's in her prime 5 years from
then
now...
Then stop giving me the apple fritters! That's my point! Let's, you know what I mean? And what's wrong with me that, like, because here's the thing. I've read articles online and doing research and prep for the show where it's like you see these guys that are like, here's my thought. I thought if I did this, and he goes, honestly, didn't really change. Like, a guy lost 40 pounds
right. And
got in, like, P90X type shape.
Yes.
Didn't change anything.
Right.
And he goes, actually, it was not.
Because he was still a douchebag.
Wait, am I a douchebag or are you saying it would change for me because I'm not a douchebag?
No, what I'm saying, I'm not saying anything. What I'm saying is that he changed the wrong thing.
Oh,
that
God.
It wasn't about the body. What?
The fucking women
in
the chat room.
Right.
With all their, everything is so easy for women. Stop eating them is what, and then another one. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for saying what needs to be
right.
said.
Was
like
Jessica?
No woman has ever, you know, been seen wolfing in ice cream in the middle
Seriously.
Of the night. Or, you know what I mean? Like when they're pregnant and there's no, women have complete control over everything that they eat. It's not it's only a male problem that we're discussing here.
Right.
Like, but here's the thing.
Yes.
To be fair to the moms in the chat room, did I eat the apple fritter? Yes, I did. Okay. But it's also, here's where it all kind of comes together is that my wife doesn't do, we're going to do more episodes with Natalie because people love her and I'm not saying that they shouldn't love her, but I want them to really understand that this isn't me just saying this to be a dick.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that it's because I'm oblivious. My wife doesn't do a lot of taking care of me. if that makes sense. Like,
yes.
Here's the thing.
It sounds like you started with.
Like, why did that even happen? I turned that off. I said, do not disturb. And it's her. How
the
ironic.
The cookies are done. Yeah,
it's Natalie. Natalie broke through the do not disturb on my fucking computer.
Yeah.
So anyway, she doesn't do a lot of take care of me. So I try not to be like, I appreciate it and I enjoy it. So I don't, when she puts an apple fritter out there, I don't want to like cast her apple fritter away.
Yeah.
This is a new thing where normally I'm the guy who does a lot of yelling and asking for things in the house. And then she casts ideas into the ether and then I make them a reality. And that's the kind of the extent of our existence. You know,
yes.
We truly, truly enjoy each other's company. But there's more of me taking care of her than vice versa.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I like that. It's not like I hate that part of it, but who doesn't like to get a little pampering? And maybe that's her way of going, hey, I love you. I put this apple fritter in a bag. Now, did she only have to move it 8 inches? Yes. Was it very easy? Yes. But when you're my wife and you see the history over 20 years of how many times that's fucking happened, there's a reason why. It's not just my hyper awareness that I see an apple fritter and go, wait, it's because it's fucking weird. It's weird that she puts a little stack of oranges and a banana together. I appreciate it. It's an act of kindness, but it's weird.
Okay.
So I have to eat the apple fritter is what I'm saying. I have to. And this is the other part of this that I think is an issue that I think is very specific to dads. Not completely, so all the moms, stop sending your fucking tweets and emails now. But my point is to say that I think it is a different thing that I see in me as opposed to her, that when you're the guy who does the books, and maybe it's really about the books and less about the gender, you're a little more aware of throwing away things that you paid for. So the idea of food just sitting out that I know is paid for, and when you have children, oh my God, like my kids would be gutted and displayed in a courtyard for what they throw away compared to a third world. Like if we had a little kid come over from some like starving village that had no water, the stuff that they cast away, they would have no other recourse but to kill my children.
We should start that program, not where they kill your kids, but where they just send someone to live in like a near a garbage bins would be fine, but just
I've thought it.
Yeah,
I've thought it more than just like, oh, that would be funny. More like, how could I make this happen? Like, what kind of? But it's like, it's too much of a Band-Aid. It's, you know, like it rips off too quick, and then it just becomes you have to really experience it for it's like you can't just go touch Australia and turn around and come back. You have to stay there for a while to get used to the time zone,
right?
And then you could turn around and come back.
Come back.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if it's that I think we could all agree. The least likely theory is that my wife is afraid that I will become so attractive that's why she keeps me plump. You know what I mean? I think that, although one of my coworkers said it probably has to do with that. Uncoached.
Right.
She said, and the only thing that makes me think that is that my wife honestly thought, this is not, again, something she was saying to make me feel good or, you know, it's not while I'm in the shower. She's not, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
She's not in a fucking mental haze of my beauty, nakedness covered in water cascading down my hairy, fat ass body.
Yes.
She said to me that she goes, he gets hit on all the time. We were friends. She goes, he gets hit on all the time on the road. I know. He says he doesn't, but I know he does. And I was like, no. She goes, yeah, trust me. I go, no, honey, it's not like sorority girls. She goes, it wouldn't bother me if they did, just so you know. And I'm like, no, it never happens.
It bothers you that it doesn't happen.
It wouldn't bother me either. Now, here's the thing. I'm glad it didn't happen early on because I could have probably destroyed my life. I was younger and stupider and a weaker person who had never received such attention
in
his entire life.
Is it possible that it's happening and you don't realize?
No.
Okay.
There is one time that it did happen and I did not realize, to the point where I told her the story and she made fun of me and said, that girl was trying to fuck you, you moron. And she was a very beautiful woman. Not less or more beautiful than, say, my wife, but it was a thing where, had I been completely aware, the monkey part of my male brain probably would have ruined my life at that juncture.
Well,
but I was, after telling that, after seeing that, going, what are other circumstances where I thought that was happening?
Yeah.
No other time.
Can I stop you for a second? This is kind of off topic, but you said that your monkey brain might have ruined your life. So I just want to follow that path for a minute.
Okay, let's go down that journey.
Does that mean that banging this cocktail waitress, who frankly is probably only an Idaho, you know, she's an Idaho 9, but she's a LA 4.
Uh-huh.
However beautiful your memory may be making her, is it the act of destroying her that messes up your life, or is it your wife finding out about it?
The act of destroying her?
Making with the coochie-coochie with this. Because some people would have it that it's when your wife finds out about it, that's when your life is destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So simply just nailing this.
Well, here's how, I don't know, but here's how I would imagine that would go down.
Yeah.
I would enter some kind of monkey brain stupidity, as I discussed.
Yes.
Right? And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. This is so crazy. This is happening. This has never happened to me. I feel like if I was Brad Pitt growing up and a girl's hitting on me, I know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But when you're a guy who has looked like me, you kind of had to put in some effort.
Yeah.
You kind of had to try.
Right.
You know, there was a song
that shirt in.
I had to get the lead role in the play to get girls interested in me.
Sure.
And even then I barely knew what to do. Like, I have a friend. She's been on the show, Adriana. She listens to the show. She's going to send me an email or a text or something.
She's yelling at her thing saying moron.
There were a lot of girls who, Natalie thinks that every girl in high school wanted to bone me. Like, because there were conversations about, but I was none the wiser to that. And even if I did know about it per se, I'm not wired to be the guy to exploit that.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. So that background, I'm in there. Now it's happening, right?
Yeah.
Immediately after it's over. Maybe even during. Maybe I don't even get, like, as soon as I, like, while it's happening. Because everything leading up to that excitement, once you're there, I'm assuming it loses interest. Or you have to, at some point, you have to take a step back and go, wait, what the fuck am I doing?
Nausea sets in.
Unless I'm drunk out of my mind. If I'm drunk out of my mind,
okay,
maybe it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But I am to
even start up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Have I? I don't think I've tried to have sex crazy drunk. Anyway. Point is, I think immediately afterwards, I go, oh my God, what have I done?
Yes.
What the hell? Why would I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like once you're there, it's kind of like, you know, then you start thinking, because I'm wired to love, I think. That's why I've only been with 4 other chicks and guys laugh at me. I'm not a guy who wants to bang around. I just want to bone my wife. That's all I would love to do. I want to stop eating apple fritters and bone my wife.
Bone your wife.
Have I said that?
No, that's fine. So this is what I was driving at, is then would it be the guilt that destroyed your life?
Yeah, because there is no lies between my wife and I.
That's the thing. That's exactly what I knew what it was going to be. Is squeaky, squeaky bed spring on the road, then come back and confess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I couldn't look at her having betrayed her.
Right.
Also, it ruins my argument of her not being able to buy a burrito supreme when we've agreed that she's only going to spend a certain amount of money on things.
Yes.
Because my whole argument is like, well, I kept my junk in my pants when I'm on the road, so therefore, you have to, this is the same kind of agreement.
Now, does all of that apply to the quesalupa? Because that looks good.
I think it's the apple fritter situation.
Okay.
Now I'm, you know what I mean? Like, if she's offering quesalupas, she has better control. She eats shit food all the time.
And
it's not the same for her.
That's not control. That's out of control. It just doesn't affect her the same way.
Yeah, that's the real problem I think I'm having. No. Here's the thing.
You do what I'm telling you.
No, listen to me.
Yes.
If it was not me in this situation,
yes.
See what I'm saying? Like, if I was, here's how this would work. If I was a marathon runner, okay?
Yeah, okay.
If I was a guy who's like, oh, I gotta go, and I'm gonna, you know, and I can't sit still, and I'm like fucking doing push-ups all the time, every time I get it, then I think there would be a wall that she would hit, and that would happen. But I think just cosmically, because I'm the guy who's always, I think I'm perpetually going to be 20 pounds away from looking pretty good. Not great, but being a solid 7, even in LA, I think I would say that. Because that's my lot in life. Her lot is she's going to fucking eat burrito supremes and Dr. Pepper for the rest of her days and have it not affect her.
All right.
That's how it's going to work out. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was able to do that pretty early on. She introduced me to an intense love of food that I never had before. Food was never even in my radar. Like, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll eat when I'm thinking about it. I was too busy doing other things. And then when I focused in on how much I love food, that's when I started gaining the weight.
Mm-hmm.
She still has the love of food, right?
Right.
But she'll eat just a little bit of it.
See, it's all very interesting when you say that she introduced you to the love of food and that's when you started gaining weight. Sounds like this shit got you fat.
I think so, bro.
I think that's what she wants. Now, what does her dad look like?
Well, he was pretty hefty. He's always had a gut until he had a heart attack, and then he had to lose all the weight.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a life or death situation.
Uh-huh.
Because now my dad's back down to like 165.
Not your dad. I mean your father-in-law.
No, he doesn't eat. He just cooks for everyone.
Oh, okay.
And he was a young, like when he was younger too. Like, that's the other thing. You ever see pictures of your grandparents like when they were young? You're like, man, they were hot.
Well, okay. That was the okay, because my grandparents were not hot.
They were not hot? Oh, okay. See, I feel like you see a lot of pictures of old people,
yeah,
and they look way hot.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of my sisters-in-law, who are all now in their 80s,
yeah,
because they are way older than my wife,
uh-huh,
when they were young, just after the camera was invented. And I'm like, wow, she was pretty.
Right, so we're all going to be unbelievably ugly and condescended to.
Well, this woman's filled with bitterness, so I don't know. I don't know if it's all.
Do you think the bitterness took away her age? I think no wonder. It's no wonder I have gray hair. Evidently, I'm too bitter. I don't have enough fun. And
you know what's funny is your hair close up doesn't look as gray as it does from across the street.
Thank you.
No. I was just looking at you the other day, and I'm like, he is gray. But when I'm sitting in here with you, I don't really think of it like that. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's what I brought today.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I'm going to continue to fight the good fight.
Sure.
I'm going to, you know, I'm going to eat a salad once a day and think that means I can have one piece of chocolate and be fine. And then I'll ride my bike and maybe one day I'll hit 180 pounds.
Right.
I don't know. I thought about it for the radio show, but I honestly kind of scared myself as I said, what if I agreed that if, like we come up with levels of punishment.
Okay. Yeah.
So that, and then I thought it's going to make me seem too morning zoo-ish for an AM news station.
Right.
It's pretty close to that as it is. There's a lot of like, hey, Justin, knock it off. Like,
yeah,
there's
right.
a lot. I get a lot of, I had to talk to my boss today because every time I do something that I think is getting some kind of comedic traction is when we get an email or a note going, hey, tell Justin to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. To me, it's like, I know that's funny, so I don't know if it's that, no, it's funny, but we don't want funny.
Right.
Or if it's like, no, you're not as funny as you think, dumbass. Just like you're not as attractive as you think your wife thinks you are.
I understand, because I've gotten notes like that before.
About the lovemaking?
On this show.
I'm joking. No. Let's see. That would be. Have I done that?
Well, not really. Except that. As we have shifted and played with format, certain things have fallen by the wayside, and other things haven't.
Are you talking about Pick a Flick?
Yeah, among other things.
What other things?
Well, it doesn't need to turn into a production meeting, but
I'm not trying to have a production meeting. I'm trying to say. Because it would be funny if it's happening to me and I am oblivious to it, that I do it to other people.
The Montecore Report, I'm not sure to what extent that really counted as a thing.
But I never said don't do that anymore, did I? You just didn't have any reports.
Etsy Ketsy, got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I don't do any of the music anymore. It never really gets any airtime or anything like that. So
hold on.
Hang on a second.
What? Okay. What you're saying is that when you give me music and I don't play it?
No, that's never exactly true. No.
But you're saying when you make music, you want it to be played multiple times.
Yes. It's I'm saying that. It has to do with reins.
Reins?
With reins, as in riding the stagecoach.
Yeah, okay.
I was the guy who was holding the shotgun.
Uh-huh.
But I started to take a hold of one of the reins.
Uh-huh.
And so then the horse didn't quite know where to go.
Oh, okay.
And I can still be in the shotgun seat and protect the coach and all of that. And but just keep my hands off the reins, that's all.
We'll talk about that then later.
No, seriously.
Not that I don't think it's uncomfortable or I don't want anybody to know, but it's, I think it's not interesting.
Okay.
But maybe that's me going, give me the fucking rein. Here's the shotgun. Jesus Christ. But that's not my intent.
The reason
I would not play a song more than once is because it's a podcast. If this were a radio show, I would play the shit out of it. I like all the songs you do. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit.
Right. I totally get it.
All right, good. Speaking of which, because this is great, you said that you had some things you wanted to talk about.
I just had.
I swear to God, that was not on purpose. I swear to you on our friendship, that was not on purpose. My plan was to talk about my fritter story, and I had some stories that I pulled about.
Oh, yeah.
And well, I was going to talk about that if I
don't
I ran
know.
Out.
I don't know that this is worth a whole lot of stage time, but
okay.
My father had his 88th birthday couple weeks ago.
Thank you, Alan. I did not forget. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, about Bagger?
Yes.
Thank you. No, thank you. I wrote, told them I wasn't going to remember, so I'm glad somebody jumped in on that.
Well, since you're starting, because this will not take long,
yeah, sure,
I promise.
Go ahead.
Here's what happened to my wife, kind of in the same context. My wife posted on her Facebook page, by the way, this is what I love. When your wife has conversations with social media that she doesn't have with your ass,
yeah.
And maybe I tuned her out. To be fair, I could have tuned her out. But yeah. She's talking about how the 20-year-old says she has pretty eyes. What the fuck is that? Like, how do you think it would go for her if I said, oh, the 22-year-old intern at the radio station said, damn, you have a nice ass. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, that's amped it up a little bit, going from the eyes
okay,
to the ass.
Okay, if they said I had nice eyes, I feel like it's taking it down a notch by saying I have a, because at least to say I have a nice ass could be construed as a joke because I have no ass. But
I see.
I feel like for a woman to say to a dude, oh, you have really nice eyes. You know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's very different. So not only am I fucking eating shame apple fritters, not getting
shame
laid,
fritters,
waiting in the shower just to be noticed for a little glisten of a compliment.
Yes.
my wife is having them showered upon her at the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's my grocery store. I used to shop there.
Oh, the bagger at the grocery store. I thought you meant somebody at the. I lost track of how the bagger.
No, it was
fit
the
in.
Guy at the grocery store. Well, she's. But he might have been a checkout. I don't listen. Right. I don't believe in labels. I think we're all the same. But yeah, that's what happened. So that's why.
Hang on a second. But hold on.
Yeah.
Going from the bagger at the grocery store to the intern at the office.
Okay.
There's every chance in the world that this fictional intern at the radio station, uh-huh. or maybe she's even real, is smoking hot.
Right.
There's no way the bagger at the grocery store is smoking hot.
A bagger?
He may not have all of his chromosomes in one place.
But that's because we're dudes, and we don't look at 20-year-old dudes and go, that guy's hot no matter what.
No,
but there's very few 20-year-old chicks that I think we would look at and go, man, look at her.
I defy you. Let's go to Ralph's right now. You find me a hot bag boy. I don't think there are any there.
That's a good point.
If we're talking about Ralph's.
Your dad had a birthday.
Yes, he did. All right. So one thing was, it's funny because you get in this gear, at least I have, as a parent, where you like, particularly with kids the age of your kids, where you kind of scope out tabletops and like if everyone's sitting down to eat, where are the glasses? How close to the edge are they?
I see.
Like you're always
head on a swivel.
Yeah, and you're just sort of anticipating where problems might occur and just sliding stuff back so it just goes smooth and you don't have to worry about it. I'm not sure if you do that necessarily because you seem to delight so much in things going wrong.
Yeah.
Because that's where the fun, that's where the learning comes
in.
If
I protect too much, I can't yell.
Right. That's true.
Then I get all pinned up. I don't have any place. I don't know. I've got built up sexual energy.
Yeah.
I've got built up anger. It's
right.
A bad situation.
It's possible she thought some of that was going to get blown out over the last couple of years, and she's just surprised that you're still at full force. Yeah.
The anger or both?
The anger. All of it. But this was an unusual circumstance because it was, and I'll do that sometimes. I'll be out, like, if we went to a restaurant, and I might even do that, have that sort of dad moment where I'm like, uh-oh, got to manage that. So, this is a birthday party where people weren't supposed to bring gifts, and I dutifully didn't bring one.
Oh, good job.
But a dear old friend of his did, and it was a box that was, you know, 2 feet.
At a restaurant?
No, at their home.
Oh, okay.
2 feet long and 18 inches high. It was a big kind of box to deal with. Now, a normal human being would set it down on a coffee table or anywhere, even on end, and just open it that way, rather than standing holding the giant box and trying to open it while you're holding it. It's a very awkward way to do it. And it had been wrapped within an inch of its life. So somebody brought him some scissors. And it was painful for me to watch because he was holding the scissors in one hand and like open, they're spread out. So it's two sharp points in the air now.
He's doubled the danger.
He's not using them at all. And he's trying to wrestle with this box. And I swear to God, I thought he was going to cut his neck or poke his own eye out. It was horrible to watch it.
This is so you, though. Why do you think your grown-ass father can't handle scissors?
Well, no, you have to see, because he's fumbling with the box and he's nearly dropping it, and the scissors are herky-jerking through the air.
Right.
Listen, Luna was concerned as well. Eventually, the guy who gave him the gift got up and helped unwrap it, and it still took two of them 5 minutes to get it open. I'm like, what the fuck is in there?
Can we know what was in there?
It was a 24-inch tall... like a Tin Man from
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, but sort of artist rendition, not a you know, a camera ready version of it.
Right.
They have a little bit of a pathway in the backyard that's made from yellow brick, so
just
to go with their theme in the backyard. So that was just this weird thing to be the son, but
parental
reacting,
towards your father,
being feeling like his dad, and then that dovetailed nicely with the story he told me hours before the birthday party about his trip to the DMV, because you renew your license when your birthday comes. You got to renew your license. Now,
did he have to take a test?
Yes, he had to take some tests.
Oh, boy.
So, God, I probably shouldn't even do this. Anyway, so he, it was one of these things. You have stations. You got to do this, and you got to go there, and you got to have that checked and this checked. So he's got three or four different points to go through. And I guess the first point on his journey was the eye test, which he promptly failed. And so he said, listen, I left my eye drops in the car. I'm all blurry, da-da-da. She goes, okay, go do your other stations. Get all that taken care of. Come back to me. He goes, got it. He goes through. He does his other stations. He does fine. He gets back to her, and she is with another customer. So he sort of waits by the side. And while he waits, he memorizes the eye chart. There are no drops. And then when he stands there and he goes, well,
now,
I think it's a C, he fakes his way through it as though he's not sure, but then he gets, he knows the whole thing. He's an actor.
I love this.
I know.
Is he telling you this at like, I got the man?
He was pretty gleeful about the whole thing. Meanwhile,
you have flop sweat.
Horrified.
Yes.
And like, oh, great, Dad. And the one part I did find sweet about it, then I'll double back, was that at the end he said, you know, so maybe next time I have to renew it, by then I'll have the glasses. At 88, he's making plans what he's going to do on his 93rd birthday. Good for you.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. I think he'll be wrapped around a tree long before that ever happens. So that has then brought up this, you know, secondary or tertiary issue of, are we going to need to sit... He at the very least needs to get glasses if he's going to keep driving, I believe.
Well, have you driven with him recently?
Yes.
All right. As a passenger.
As a passenger.
How fast does he drive?
He does not drive quickly.
Right.
But
so that, he's fine.
That doesn't mean that other drivers aren't driving quickly.
Right. But here's this is the difference, I think, also between you and I.
Yes.
If my father was, at Centrum Silver Liver or whatever level or whatever it is, and he's waving, I would be like, oh, man, I hope he doesn't cut himself. But I'd be like, he's a grown-ass man.
Scissors?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm back in the scissors. If he cuts himself, I'm like, well, then now he's learned. But because here's the thing. It's a lose-lose situation for me to, A, worry about him, and, B, to intervene. Because he's my father, I can't go in, especially in front of everybody, and say, listen, you can't handle this. That's a lose-lose. Worst case scenario, is he doesn't, or he cuts himself. He's not going to like literally slice his throat open and bleed out in front of everybody. Like, remember the time that Dad died on his birthday?
No,
but it'll be like a nick, or he'll cut open a finger, and he'll be like, "Oh, see," and then you get to walk away going, "I knew that would happen." Okay.
Yes.
Or B, worst case is that he figures it out. Like he does it, and then everything's fine. So that's not. I do a ROI. Like, what's the return on investment here?
All right.
When it comes to the car thing,
if he's
a retired race car driver where he's whipping around at 80 miles an hour on residential streets, then I'm like, Dad, you're going to take out a toddler, and that's not okay.
Right.
He's had his life. Okay. He's lived it out.
Yes.
He's closer to the curtain call than anything. Right.
Yes.
I'm all about that. As long as he's doing 25 in a 55.
Yeah.
Great. Because if some teenager plows into him.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Then A, they're probably going to be going too fast. So they either deserve to get hurt or taken out as far as I've let him punch that ticket. Right.
Okay.
Or B, nobody's going to get really hurt because it's just they're both kind of going the same speed. Like if they're not paying attention,
yeah.
So I don't think it's such a big deal if he drives even though he can't see.
Well,
I guess
there
you go. My point.
Yeah, it must be good to be you.
It's very good to be me.
I don't feel as comfortable with other people's well-being.
But what do you think is going to happen if somebody wrecks into him? What's going to happen?
The worst case scenario for me is two bodies.
Right.
If there are one person in each car.
Oh, okay.
There could be the toddler that he rolls over after he's hit going 4 miles an hour.
But like somebody pushes him into a toddler?
Hey, listen, go talk to Caitlyn Jenner up on PCH.
That toddler, here's the thing. This is the difference where it's not just you. A lot of people are like this. I am not wired to where you could worry about the third level of the bat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so when I see the table, like to go back to your table analogy, like I see all like, oh, we should move that cup and everything.
Yeah.
And do I move it? No, because I think if you spill the cup, that's how you learn to move your own fucking cup.
Yes.
But if I move your cup for you every time, you never get to feel the shitty feeling of going, oh, I guess you don't have any Coke.
No, I understand. But yeah, if somebody spills some soda or whatever, that doesn't matter. Although you notice that I did move my own soda away from here and over there because I thought I might knock it onto your laptop.
Right. And I saw
it
too.
To myself.
I see it when you put it there. I'm like, okay, good. That's all right. And I watch, you know, if you start flailing around, is he going to spill it on my $400 recorder?
But I'm not wired that if on his birthday he poked a scissor into his own eye, which he was
really close to his eye.
Very close to doing. His eye is useless eye. Yes. You seem comfortable going home going, I knew that was going to happen. And I go, I knew that was going to happen and I did nothing.
Yeah.
I take that second step where I see, if I could see the bad thing was going to happen.
Maybe it's just a difference of family. Did you intervene with the opening?
No.
Okay.
I sat there going...
Shaking
my head.
If you had intervened, would he be receptive to your intervention? Or would he be like, get the hell away from
me? Oh, no, I don't think I would have. I wouldn't have done it in that case, but because he was only a danger to himself.
Right. So if you sit down with him and go, hey, listen, you can't see. I don't think it's a good idea for you to be driving. Do you think he's going to be like, you know what? You brought a lot of interesting points.
No, I'm not even willing to go there necessarily, but I am willing to go get some fucking glasses.
Right.
Period.
So if you tell him, get some glasses,
yes.
Is he going to be like, yeah, you're right? Or is he going to be like, go fuck yourself?
That's much more likely. Listen, I think the combination of the way he drives, I'm in so much trouble if anybody ever hears this, because he doesn't care for you.
He doesn't like me?
No. He doesn't care for criticisms of his choices as a driver.
how did that get to be me, though?
No, not you. You in the larger sense.
I see what I'm saying. Or what you're saying.
Yes. I lost track. Where was I?
You say that. I got lost too because you said you started to say you're
going
to be in trouble because he don't care for you.
Look, he doesn't drive in a way that I think is entirely safe.
Right,
but I don't think it's lethal.
Yeah,
possibly. I mean, the speed is one thing. The famously said regarding signals. They'll know what I'm doing when I do it. Okay? So, now that combined with the slow speed isn't so bad, but once you start amassing these different things.
What I'm doing when I do it.
Yeah.
He's old school.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
Except where he doesn't put his arm out the window.
He doesn't even do that. No. He just.
So.
Is there any chance he does any of this to screw with you because he knows it makes you
no,
nervous?
No.
No chance at all.
No. So there's his. His less than lethal abilities as just a driver, a regular driver. Not great, but probably okay. Hell, if he had to take the road test and he passed it, then who am I?
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you add to that difficulty seeing in daylight, where everything is well lit in the DMV, what's going to happen at night when you start adding challenges or in the rain and so on and so forth?
I don't know why I think this is so funny.
So,
but it's great.
Right. Now, I have been passed down cars from him from time to time when he's done with them and he's moved on.
How many wrecks? That's a good question. How many wrecks has he been in?
As far as I know, none, but I don't think he'd call me up and say, hey, guess what?
Have you ever asked?
No. Okay. I'm not allowed to talk about him behind the wheel. He made it very clear 15 years ago. Literally 15 years ago.
He said, you don't, this is the, this
no,
is
he's
my
like,
safe
you're
area.
Such a control freak, he says.
Right.
He said, you're such a control freak. I know how to drive a car. I've been driving it for since before you were born. Let me drive my car. And so I have just white knuckled it for 15 years.
But you've never had an incident with him in the car when you've ridden, right?
Not where he hit anybody. I have soiled myself from time to time.
Right, but not hit anybody, no. Not accidentally even backed into a shopping cart or any of that stuff.
In any case, I think if you add all of that to not being able to see.
No, I'm not his lawyer. I'm pointing out that you burned a lot of calories in his defense for nothing. You spent a lot of time sweating and thinking, oh, this is going to happen, but then it never happens.
Yeah, but you get on a roller coaster and you sweat.
Right.
Nothing is really ever going to happen on a roller coaster, but your body reacts as though it will.
Right.
So my body gets in his car and goes, holy shit, get me out of here.
No, but you're also not going down to Magic Mountain going, listen, I don't think you should be operating this roller coaster.
Right. You think you should be operating a roller coaster. It would be a whole lot safer.
It's on a track.
Yeah.
No, not even him. What I'm saying is, because here's the thing. What I find interesting about this is that you and I have each had conversations about backseat driving from either our children or our wives.
Yes.
And yet you are trying to maybe side street is a better way, or sidecar, drive with your father when there is no event. There is no nothing. Because I do this all the time with my wife where she complains like, oh, watch this, do this. And I go, here's the thing. If you just sit there, all right,
yes.
I will get you there. Now, if I screw up and I hit something, if I miss a turn, that is never going to hit you. That is never going to fall on you. It is only going to fall on me.
Well, he's missed turns.
Yeah.
I was driving
with him. You've never missed a
turn? I was driving with him in, where the hell were we? Where it was back east somewhere. We were driving to an airport. So we're in the middle of the country. We're in the middle of nowhere in a rental car, like a cheap rental car. And I look over and he's doing 95. The car is vibrating. I'm like, hey, man, you might want to slow it down. There was another time where...
How long ago was this? 90,
this is 10 years ago.
Okay.
Quite a while ago.
Vision much better 10 years ago, yeah?
Oh, yeah, then, sure. But he went, oh, yeah, I guess I hadn't noticed that. I'm like, look at the dashboard every once in a while. Another occasion we were lost.
You've never been speeding, though, and not known it.
Me?
Yeah.
I've never done 95 and not known it. Right. No, I'm pretty aware of my speed all the time.
You've never looked down. And
I've been aware and gone, I am speeding. But no, it doesn't catch me off guard.
Yeah.
The car was shaking like we were re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. And there was another occasion we were wicked lost in the middle of, there's no lights on this. It's like a freeway-ish type place.
Uh-huh.
Not full freeway, but like a highway back east, same trip. And we needed to check a map or something, and he just stopped in the lane. Not on the shoulder, just stopped in the lane on a hill. Now, you tell me that that's not...
On a highway?
Well, we're going to get hit one direction or another.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Is it a highway?
On a highway.
Okay, so this is a freeway where it's like there's traffic coming, and he just stopped in the middle of the freeway.
There wasn't... In his defense, there wasn't a lot of freeway. In my defense, use the fucking shoulder. You don't have to spend a moment worrying that there might be somebody coming along if you're... on the shoulder, which is what it's there for.
Well, in his mind, he's probably going, I'm going to look, and then I'm going to take this moment, and then he's going to go, right?
Okay, do it when I'm not in the car. The guy who's not allowed to say anything.
He might prefer that. He might actually, there have been many road trips where I have actually preferred that there was nobody else in the car.
When I pictured talking about this, I somehow imagined there'd be some sense of satisfaction in discussing it with you, but it has been completely unsatisfying.
I've robbed you of that?
Yeah, it's been very frustrating. Jesus Christ. But it gives me an idea what the intervention is going to be like. You should be there to represent him.
I could, ironically, act out the role of your father.
Yes. Right.
Well, here's what I do. I put myself in the other person's shoes and try to see things from their angle. That's what I try to do. And I feel like you're seeing it through your lenses. Like if you're so put yourself in his shoes and your child is telling you what you should be doing.
All I'm saying is he should get glasses. That's all I'm saying. And you cannot condemn me for that.
I'm not.
Then what are we arguing about?
I'm not, because you also told stories where it's like he did this.
Yes.
That weren't necessarily related to his vision, to be fair.
No, they weren't related to his vision. I am saying that I've had an ass full of it. But in any case, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Part of what goes on the road, There's, you've got the speed limits, you've got this, here's a turn signal, here's a stop signal, so on and so forth. That's so we can anticipate what the other driver will do. We know if we're going 35 this way, they're going 35 that way. Everyone knows what we're doing. He has thrown the book out.
Yeah.
He's following his own rules.
Yeah.
He's an unpredictable driver at whatever speed he's traveling. Ultimately, that's not
I gotta hang out
safe.
With this guy more. Yeah, he sounds like a really cool dude.
Fortunately, he doesn't drink.
To be fair, you're talking to the guy who doesn't stop at stop signs in residential areas because
this is a losing battle.
I take a quick look. If nobody's coming, I'm like, fuck that. Stop signs in parking lots, I flip them off. I say, go fuck yourself.
I understand.
That's a load of horse shit. So, all right, let's do
it. In any case, we'll talk about the glasses. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
Do you have a plan? So you're going to do an intervention?
I talked to my sister about kind of digging this hole deeper. I just am pretty sure nobody,
stop asking you questions?
Nobody listens. But if the numbers are any indication.
Just throw the reins at me.
Yeah. I talked to her, and she's like, I'll circle back. We'll see what we're going to do. But we were both, I'm not the only one in the family who's concerned.
Oh,
I was the only one
in
the family.
You want me to talk to them?
No, thank you. No, thank you. I was the only one he told the story to, though. So
that's because you're a son, right?
He'll know right where it came from when it boomerangs back at him.
Yeah. He knows who the mole is.
Yeah, he'll know who the rat is, exactly.
If he offers to take you for a ride,
oh, believe me.
Bring a helmet.
He's like, I'll swing by and pick you up. I'll meet you there. That's been my answer for the last 10 years.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, let's do some moment of the week.
You made them. You love them. And sometimes you want to choke the living shit out of them. But occasionally they give you that one sweet moment. This is that moment. Moment of the week, brought to you by Stitcher, the free app that handles all your podcasting needs without having to sync to your computer. Stream all your favorite podcasts right to your Droid, BlackBerry, or iPhone. Just go to thedadpodcast.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the left-hand side. It's free, people, and they give us money if you do it.
All right, hit me with your best shot there, Paco.
All right, now I know I've said this before, but it does bear repeating.
Okay.
I got nothing. But this time I'm serious. But I will say
talking about being aware, I almost spit water on your computer.
I hate to just turn it right back over to you. So I will say that he's been ill, as have I, with a similar type thing. And so there's been no movement. There's been no engaging. He can barely be an asshole. That's how unwell he's feeling. Yes. We have laughed a lot and
I've
so
noticed,
on.
Have you guys, well, I don't know if you saw the jungle I got growing in my backyard.
Oh,
it's
I
got,
didn't when I came in.
It got sunny all of a sudden here in the middle of winter,
yeah.
And that mixed with the rain has made the lawn jump up.
Yeah.
And it's been rainy on the weekend, so I haven't. But I've noticed that I look forward to watching you guys out there in the yard, mostly because I like to watch the warden come by
and
check do
it
the
out.
Inspection.
Well, the back, yeah. We haven't touched. And it's actually at the point where I'm not even sure we'd get through it with a push mower. It's a field. It's not even a yard anymore. It's just
far.
A field. Yeah. So
maybe build a baseball diamond in there.
Yeah,
and see
right.
What happens.
See if.
See who will come.
So, in any case, he continues to amuse me with his sense of comedy and even to the point of making me angry that I didn't think of whatever the joke it was he just told. So, in any case.
Well,
I hand it back to you. I'm sure you have something much more.
Here is mine. Jack, happened last night. Natalie went out to dinner with a friend, and here's the thing. This to me is a moment, even though it probably isn't a moment for everybody. But we did park day. Every once in a while, we do park day with Jacob's friends, and I go get Jack early from preschool and bring him so he can come and hang out. And it's a fun thing. The parents sit down and chat, and we're leaving, and Jack says to me, Dad, can we go play Call of Duty Black Ops 3?
Okay.
For a reminder, Jack is 4.
Yes.
And I said, I don't know that we'll have time. And then this I think is maybe should have been a family secret.
Yes.
Because one of the other moms was like, wait, what? She doesn't look at me. She looks to the child and goes, you know what that is? And he goes, yeah. And then she goes, she looks at me and goes, he plays that? I go, yeah. Why? She goes, you don't let him play that. And I don't know if anybody listening to the show has had a moment where people are they are uncertain as to how bad of a parent they think you are. You
yes,
know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, I'm sure we've all had the moment where maybe you felt or thought that judgment was there, even though maybe it wasn't yes. or whatever. I think we've all been there. But to
yeah.
to stare it right in the face and then have it be so bad that they're like, where's the punchline? Like,
yeah,
kind of
right.
a thing.
Yes.
And so then my favorite part was, because I just said, yeah. And it was kind of liberating to go, listen, I don't care what you do with your kids, so you should care less about what I do with mine.
Uh-huh.
And so to have Jack describe maps, and then she's like, by the time we got to the parking lot, she'd wore him down to where she's telling him about stuff that she had seen her husband play.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's like, oh, Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah.
I don't let him play that. Now, this is something that is a moment of the week that is, like, right in Paco's wheelhouse.
Yes.
It was a very adorable and yet hilarious moment that Jacob had. We went to another friend's birthday party, and we were leaving, and we're walking, and Jacob's holding my hand, and he goes to himself, and I said, what's so funny? And he's like, nothing. And I go, no, tell me what's so funny. And then he goes, the sign. And I kind of look around for some kind of weird sign with a funny picture on it. And I go, what do you mean? And he said, it's right there. He goes, and I said, what? What do you mean? And he goes, slow children at play. And I go,
oh, my God, I'm so happy.
I tried not to chuckle. I go, what do you mean? And he goes, it's funny. It's slow children at play. And I said, I go, why? And he goes, why do they have to have a sign for that? And I go, I said, well, what do you mean? I go, what do you think it's for? He goes, well, it's to tell people in cars that there are slow children here.
Yes, yes.
He goes, if they're God. Slow, it's how are they going to hit them? Like, they should see him coming, and it's not a big deal.
Right. That's excellent. That is excellent. That is the kind of thing I enjoy with Diego as well.
Yeah.
That sign, I've looked at it many times. I take it a step he didn't take, because slow also sometimes refers to mentally slow.
Well, that's what I was, because he didn't know that. Like, he's still young
right.
enough
he's
that
still,
it's just
yeah.
it's just completely.
Oh, he's going to laugh about it again in, like, 3 or 4 years.
And I wanted to go, because I don't think he's quite at the point where he laughs and goes, ha ha, what a dumb sign. I think he more part of me wanted him to be laughing at the vision of, you know, seeing, like, the opening master shot of opening credits of a movie, and the
right.
children are playing, but all these children are moving in slow motion, like doing the same activities that he knows, but they're all
right.
like they're yeah. all running slow.
That's awesome.
Made me laugh.
I mean,
so
we
hard.
Laugh. I think it's on the Wii, like a Wii Sports or something. Mm-hmm. There's an instruction for the ski jump that says squat with your knees bent. And we fall over. It's like, what other squat position can you assume that doesn't involve bent knees? But I think that in that case, it's probably just a translation problem.
From Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But
I got a little, I'll tell this one because I don't think I told. Did I tell the drunk story? Because it's St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know.
Which
of the two was drunk?
I can't remember when it was, if we'd done an episode between then or not. But so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but it will be hilarious given the context of the story. Is that I had a friend come over, and I now look forward to Fridays, and so I drink on Friday.
Yeah,
I drink, and this last Friday,
because now you have a full time job.
Yes,
okay.
I don't know if you've heard.
See. Yeah, yeah.
And
no, I just wanted to make sure it was related to that.
This last Friday, I drank a lot,
and
it was hilarious because there was friends drinking and everything, and then at one point a dance party broke out. I think I told this. I had to have told this story.
I wasn't here. You did when I wasn't here.
Okay, good. So anyway, and I didn't do a moment of the week with Natalie. So then anyway, so I sit down. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm playing stuff, and I'm laughing, and Jacob just leans into me, and he goes, you're drunk. And I go, what? And he goes, you're drunk. I go, how do you even know what that is?
Like, oh, my God.
And I meant to, and we'll talk about it next time, because I pulled some stories because I thought, with it being St. Patrick's Day,
oh, yeah.
about drinking and, like, how that involves your kids. And one of the funny things I found out about it is that there's a huge increase in drinking during playdates. They were talking about it, like, it's a big thing now where mom. Now, the thing I don't like about all these bullshit stories when you find out about parenting, everything is from the mom's perspective. I don't know why that bothers me, other than the, you know, it makes me sound like an anti-feminist, but, like, I'm a masculist. But because everything is like, oh, the month we get together and we have wine, and then but we have to just have one. We can't have too many. I'm like, oh, fuck you. Have a good time. Why can't you let your kids see you? Like, just because you like to get drunk at the end of the week doesn't mean you're going to, like, here's what we don't want. We don't want the drunk parent backhanding mom and going, you never fucking love me. You thought I was fat. That's why you give me those fritters. That's, we don't want that guy.
Yeah.
Right? But the guy who kind of like has a few to tie off at the end of the week because he's worked hard and, you know, and maybe gives a little honk on mom's ass. That's not a bad influence.
Hang on a second. Why is there having wine at a play date a condemnation of your having a half
because they,
a six pack on a Friday?
I'm sorry. The angle of the story is like they talk about how there's this increase and then they say, the rest of the story is be careful. Like everything with parenting in the news.
Right.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Don't do this because if you do this, it'll ruin your child forever.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate that stuff. I hate that they're like, only one glass of wine, mom. Fuck you. Maybe she got, I don't know, maybe her husband is being a dickwad that week, or maybe he lost his job and having four or five glasses of wine makes her feel better. Not everything is a either or.
I don't think they're so concerned that she is an alcoholic as much as they are concerned that she's putting a child in the back seat of a car and driving home with five.
I got no problem with that.
I know you don't. No, I'm sure you don't. No.
They talk, because here's the thing. I would think that, except for in the article, it's unfair that you didn't see it. They talk about how they get together and everybody walks home even though they have one glass of wine. They said that there was a mom who had, she had taken it too far.
Yes.
And she was having like 4 to 6 glasses of wine a day.
Do they mention Luna by name, or is it just
That's part of the reason why I'm bummed we didn't get to it. Your wife doesn't drink that much.
No, but she has been known to, I mean, cause I'm the designated driver always. So she's just like, oh yeah, I'm going to get drunk tonight.
Yes. That's great. That's why I like that my wife doesn't drink.
I love the image.
I like to drink at home more than I think when I go out.
I love the image of either, maybe a 4 or 5 year old walking home, holding mom's hand, and mom's just weaving all around the sidewalk. Or better yet, that, you know, he's steadying her, or that he's also weaving because he can barely walk himself.
Because here's what we see. What we see in the movies is we see the drunk dad who can't hold a job or is yelling at mom or hitting her or anything. But in reality, I think 99% of us will have like if we had a rough week, we'll tie a bunch on, but we're all going to laugh and then we're going to puke and feel like we have a headache the next day. That's going to be the extent of it. It's going to be, hey, everybody, we need to be quiet. That's the extent of the verbal abuse. It's like, everybody,
I know,
shut
but
up.
No one can ever do anything like that anymore. It always has to be reduced down to like the most unlikely situation.
Yes.
And then we have to worry about whatever that's going to be. I mean, I can't wait. I cannot wait for the day that somebody with a dog allergy has their throat closed on a transatlantic flight.
Oh, my God.
And they have to choose between jettisoning the fucking puppy or the kid.
Yep.
Or both, which is how God would want it. just one more thing on this. You're always saying, all right, come over there and straighten out your kids. We should switch and so on and so forth. Here's the one case I'm sure you just fight back is what you do. But they don't do it anymore, the DARE program.
Yes.
But when Griffin was in middle school, Diego was in middle school, they absolutely did the DARE program. And somehow by osmosis or through proximity, Chad seemed to pick up on it as well. So they are both vehemently opposed to drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes of any kind whatsoever. And they get so mad when we drink. How little drinking we do.
That's why. I bet you if you did it more, then they would just...
They get so mad.
Because my dad, my mom drank a lot. My dad didn't drink ever. My dad has been, literally, that I know of, has been drunk 3 times in the entire span of my life.
Wow.
And I've already knocked that out this year. while my kids are present.
This week.
Yeah, right.
Well, this month, probably.
Well, I got to wrap this up. But I was going to bring a flask to work today, and it's so weird to me because before I had a job, I could drink whatever I wanted.
Yeah,
I was encouraged.
I was just thinking about that on the way over because I was thinking of bringing over the whiskey. It's my brother's birthday. I was going to toast him, even though he never listens and never will.
He just want to have a drink. Go fucking home and have a drink. Or
no. But then I thought, he meaning you, he doesn't drink anymore. It's like that goddamn job because.
No, I drink.
Yeah. No, not during the show.
I could drink during the show now. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Every other time that we've done the show up until this point, I always had something I had to immediately go do it after.
Right.
Now things are kind of mellowing out a little bit and chilling out for me. I don't care.
Okay.
Okay. It also would help if it was Friday. Friday, you'd be hard-pressed not to have. If we record on Friday, every show I would at least be buzzed
and
on.
And it was.
Or there'd be a rattling ice cube Saint in a Patrick's, glass and next to the mic. I kind of forgot because I had the job made me forget, but I thought about it in the morning.
Yeah.
Forgot about it after I worked all day.
Yes.
Because Thursday, I don't know. I don't know why I don't feel like I don't crave it. But Friday, whole balls. I don't know what it is. I feel like such a... Here's what I mean. I'm 37 years old, but I feel like a 22-year-old because I'm like, I could drink whenever...
Yeah.
Stupid. Anyway, that was our show. Oh, speaking of show, don't forget to subscribe to Hollywood RX. That is Paco's podcast about movies.
Oh, yeah.
You could go there and get a recap, I'm assuming, of Oscar movies.
Yes.
Is that
that's where we are. It's been very, very slow. There's not a lot of hoity-toity stuff out now, so...
It's hard to. You didn't go see Deadpool and do a show about it?
I am going to go see Deadpool, but I don't think my my compadre is.
Why?
Because he's got a stick up his ass.
Yeah.
You
should hash out that.
We're going to see Lady in a Van. And I'm joking.
Oh, you got me so good. I was
it's an obscure.
Fuck is Lady in a Van?
Well, apparently there's this woman who pulled her van into somebody's driveway and then just lived there. And they've made a movie of that. Fictionalized.
Is it based on a true story?
It's based on a true story, and it was like a playwright. It was like somebody who was relatively well known just had this woman living in a van in his driveway.
Interesting.
Yeah. No. I don't think that's in theaters anymore. Anyway, it's a hilarious show. Listen to it. You get to hear me talk all the time. I have those reins. you know what? Every time I let go of them, I regret I did that.
Not me.
So yes, Hollywood RX, shop for it where they sell finer podcasts. I don't know. What else have you got?
You can, make sure you join the Facebook fan group. It's, Staying Frosty with the Dad Podcast. I get alerts now on my phone.
Yes.
So when I see them, sometimes if I have a down moment at work, I check in and,
cool.
It's fun. I like they post it. It is funny. It's like, it's very weird now that I kind of am somewhat regular there, I guess, It's like the show continues on there.
That's,
I guess, a way that I would put it. But I'm afraid that sounds wildly self-centered and narcissistic. but that's the vibe that I would say it creates.
Absolutely. I mean, the contributors, who is basically anybody who's part of the group, they find articles and reports and things and send them in, or they just talk about their moments of the week or whatever it is.
Right.
It's a really interesting...
And for Tom Hewitt, who has been on the show as a guest in the past, he posted a great story there where... He was not informed, which is such a parenting thing that we deal with, and at the same time so loaded with bullshit that they were saying something about how the teacher told him that the leprechaun will be up to some mischief tonight, and they will find mischief this morning, and nobody informed him of the leprechaun mischief, and so he woke up, and then his kid was incredibly upset because the leprechaun didn't come to his house.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, how the fuck am I supposed to know?
That there's a new and made up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And on that same there's so much stuff. I'll pull that article because we talked about it on the show, and I wanted to. This is where I have no reins. They're not even in there. There's like two keys that have to be turned in order for me to get reins at my job. But I wanted so badly to talk to handle about this topic. I'll pull the story. We can talk about it here where they're actually California is looking to pass legislation to approve paid time off for people from their employer to participate in school activities. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
No, really?
Insane. Yeah.
That is...
It's getting crazy to me.
That's crazy.
I mean, we all love our kids, but I mean, come on.
No.
How are you going to not raise an entitled douchey asshole if he knows you could get time off to go to his play? Sometimes they have to have their feelings hurt. So definitely join that group there. What else is there? Our Facebook page, facebook.com/dadpodcast. We are on all of the social medias. You can see pictures behind the scenes, evidently a video from today on Paco's Instagram.
I'll get that right up.
call_of_Dooley. Is that right?
Did I
nail it? Nailed it. I crushed it. So now Paco's going to tell you about our Amazon banner.
Well, I've got to tell you that Paco stepped out of the room. This is his father, Raul. And what you need to do for this...
You forgot your father's name, didn't you, on the show?
It's
Juan Bedoya.
It's Juan Bedoya. But I use a nom de Mike of Raul. You fucker. Go to the Amazon page. I mean, go to the podcast page, the Dad Show web podcast.
Dadpodcast.com, Juan.
Yes, thank you. and then scroll to the bottom, whatever that means, and click through to Amazon. And when you're there, you bookmark Amazon. And you don't need to signal. They'll know it when you do it. And every time you return, you'll use that bookmark. And when you purchase things, you'll be supporting the show. It won't cost you anything extra. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Juan. On behalf of Juan Bedoya, Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Justin Worship saying, hug your kids, hump your loved one, for the love of God, stop giving them apple fritters and give them a little bit of Pound Town, and stay frosty, my friends.